A ceremony will be held in Dublin's Garden of Remembrance on Sunday in honour of the 48 victims of the Stardust disaster. It comes after an inquest in April found that the victims of the fire had been unlawfully killed and follows the formal state apology delivered by Taoiseach Simon Harris. Antoinette Keegan, Stardust survivor and campaigner, joins us in studio now. Antoinette, good morning and thank you for joining us. Can you talk us through what's planned for Sunday?
Yeah, we're going to have a commemoration day in remembrance of the 48 victims that were killed in the Stardust fire in 1981. It's going to be a very emotional day, as well as it's a very special day for the 48 victims. That we'll start off with a choir that we've had over the years for our candlelight vigil, the North Dublin Gospel Community Choir. And they're going to start off the ceremony by singing What About Us and then Fix You. It'll be followed then by the Taoiseach Simon Harris doing a speech. And then, after that, then it'll be another thing then, Be Thou My Vision, and that's by Zoe Conway. There'll be wreath laying then for each victim. All the names will be called out and family members will come up and they'll take the wreath and it'll be actually put into the pool in the Garden of Remembrance where the crucifix is. So pen portraits is going to be read out as well. It'll be an emotional day, but a very, very poignant day, right? The memory of the 48 victims will not be forgotten.
Yeah, it's a long time coming as well. How significant is this for you and for the families involved?
It's very significant because, after 43 years, the state has apologised for, what they've done on us. And it's important that the 48 victims are never forgotten. They were our loved ones, brothers, sisters, sons, daughters, mothers, fathers. They meant something to us, and the way that they were treated back in 1981 and continuously treated up to the time of the apology from the Taoiseach Simon Harris was very, very disgraceful and demeaning. They were bagged and tagged with numbers. So it's important now that their identity has been known, who they were our loved ones, they had a name. And one of the things that Roddy Doyle is doing is a poem that he's written, and it's entitled The Name. So it's important as well, right, that they are identifiable, and what we got was the unlawful killing. So it's important, right, that this day goes especially well. We'll also have Christy Moore there as well. He's going to be singing They Never Came Home. And Father Joe, he was our parish priest, and for 43 years the 48 names had been called out in that parish from 1981. It was a mass every Valentine's Day or closest to it on a Sunday, and all the 48 names was called out. So it means something, Father Joe being present there. He was specifically asked from the Taoiseach himself. Yeah. So there has been a lot involved, right, the last couple of days, right, between the Taoiseach, myself and our solicitor, Darren Macken, in trying to get this event pulled right and proper for Sunday.
We're 2 months on, just over 2 months on now from the inquest verdict. How have things been for you since then?
It's been a big weight gone off my shoulder, right? That at last the truth has been told, unlawful killing. And I want to thank the coroner as well, because she's she was so sympathetic, and she was also independent, that she couldn't be on her side or anyone's side. So she was impartial, but she was sympathetic as well, because when she knew that a witness was getting upset, she'd say, take a break. She knew how important it was, right, for us to actually speak and talk about that night. It was actually the first time ever in 43 years that I actually got to speak, apart from telling officials and Taoiseachs and government officials over the years with my experience that night. But it was important, right, that we got the verdict that we got. And it's important, right, that the Taoiseach did do the apology. And that meant a lot to us, right, that at last, right, our loved ones have been vindicated. Mm-hmm. And they're validated now, right, their right to life was taken away from them. Mm-hmm. They're bagged and tagged with numbers. they have their identity back now, and the Penn portraits says it all, who they were and what they wanted to achieve.
Another important point on Sunday as well. Anthony Keegan, Start a Survivor and campaigner, thank you very much again for joining us this morning.
Thank you.